Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic. So we've got a change maker. She's making history, doing some wonderful things. You remember from the days from the Cosby Show, House of Pain, and I have on the line Keisha Knight Pullum. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I am wonderful. And you?
I am doing great. Great that I'm talking to you. And once again, I want to say Cosby Show 30 years ago this week. It hit the airwaves. So thank you for...
Years. I can't imagine.
Yes, thank you for...
I'm just telling my age with the show and stuff.
No, but...
No, I'm just kidding. At the end of the day, when you're healthy, you look good, enjoy life, the age is nothing.
Now, you've got something special going on with Aspire TV called the Change Makers program. What's the Change Makers? What's that about?
Change Makers is all about highlighting and showing the good that celebrities are doing in the community. It's about highlighting their charities. And, you know, I'm so proud of Jasmine Carlo and the Soul Films are doing it with Aspire. Jasmine started the website Black Celebrity Giving, and I love that it's about philanthropy. I love that the show is about not, you know, what people are taking or getting, but it's about how we're giving. I have my nonprofit Camp Kizzy, which is all about empowerment and self-esteem for youth. I started it. Next year will be our 5-year anniversary of our camp. We do it every summer here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have girls from around the world come, and it's completely free. Once you get here, 5 days, overnight, everything is covered, and it's really a holistic approach to empowerment and self-esteem. I was a sociology major with a concentration in film while in film in college, and I developed the workshop. I've taught all the facilitators. I am actually facilitating as well. It's funny because the girls are like, "Miss Keisha, I didn't think you were going to be here the whole time." I'm like, "Where else would I be?" So I love it, and next year I'm introducing my boys' counterpart, which is called Project Jane. So I'm excited.
Well, we're excited for you. So if someone from North Carolina wanted to participate in the Camp Kizzy with the Camp Kizzy Foundation, how would they go about doing that?
You can go to Camp, KAMPKIZZY.org. That's where you can go to find out what we're doing. That's where our applications are. We usually put them up kind of April, May of the year for our July camp. You can find out what's coming, what we're working on. You can donate there. But please, please support Aspire TV and Changemakers this Wednesday, the 24th. Check your local listings to find out in your area when it's coming on, because we can't talk about not, you know, wanting something different than this ratchet TV and then not support when there's great TV.
Right. And a lot of our kids, they're hurting. They need that, you know, foundation. They need that love. They need that support. And it's good to see your Camp Kizzy Foundation doing the things that you're doing for the Changemakers program, which, like you just said, airs on Wednesday, September 24th at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. All right. So any final words you'd like to leave our listeners about your program? What are you up to? How can they keep up with you, or any projects, special projects you're working on right now?
Well, I just encourage everyone to, you know, to give back and to pay it forward. So whether it's with Camp Kizzy, whether it's a local charity in your area, understand that we're here, we're blessed to be a blessing, and every little bit matters.
All right. Thank you again. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Keisha Knight Pullum. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to grace us with your presence and your lovely voice. Continued success to you.
Thanks for having me, Soror.
All right, Soror.